The First 90 Days in Government. Critical Success Strategies for New Public Managers at All Levels. Authors: Peter H. Dolly and Michael Watkins. To strive and fail to be chosen for a leadership role is painful. To strive and succeed can be downright intimidating. Why? Because taking a new role means leaving behind the confines of what you know how to do well and embarking on an often uncomfortable journey of personal development. Confronting the transition challenges. Why is your transition period so important? For one thing, the people who selected you did so because they expect you to add value. For another, your new organization will be watching and waiting for you to establish a tempo. Transitioning in the public sector. Although much good has been done on leadership in the public sector, surprisingly, little of it addresses one of the most pressing problems facing any new government manager: accelerating your transition into a challenging new role. In particular, public sector leaders face the following challenges. The mission, goals, and metrics of performance are often dictated by rigid statute or regulation beyond the control of the executive or those to whom they report. Performance is subject to a high degree of transparency and often shifting in patient public security. The stakeholders who exert influence over organizational performance are not only much vaster in number than those usually found in the business world, but they also bring to bear a more highly diverse and competitive set of interests. Direct access to critical resources often is impeded by opaque, remote, and onerous bureaucratic systems with long lead times. Following the transition roadmap. The underlying goal of the strategies to be presented here and after is to help new leaders in government build momentum and thus increase their leverage, thereby providing a roadmap with 9 key transition steps. 1. Clarify expectations. Clarifying expectations means carefully planning for a series of critical conversations about the situation, expectations, style, resources, and your personal development. 2. Match strategy to situation. Though there are certain overarching principles that apply to all transitions, there are no hard and fast rules for achieving success in everyday transition situation. Instead, you need to diagnose the situation accurately and determine its challenges and opportunities. A clear diagnosis of the situation is an essential prerequisite for developing your action plan. Leading evolutionary change. Key tools that developmental leaders use to pierce through denial and raise awareness of the need for change in the organization are summarized below. Listen actively. Get others to educate your organizations. Change the metrics. Secure early wins and celebrate success. Analyze and shape incentives. 3. Accelerate your learning. In an ideal world, a newly appointed manager would have several weeks before entering the position to become familiar with the new organization. Regrettably, new leaders seldom have the luxury of such an orientation period. So, to succeed in acquiring the knowledge necessary for the new job, it is essential to effectively and efficiently set up a learning plan. Establishing your learning plan. You cannot learn everything all at once. Therefore, you need to structure your learning according to what is most critical. Types of learning. Technical learning. Mastering the nature and key features of the organization's products, services, and customers composes technical learning. Political learning. For the new manager, learning how decisions are made, identifying who to consult, recognizing influential coalitions, especially those whose support you'll require, and developing a keen sense of policy imperatives are keys to achieving good political positioning. Cultural learning. Your organization's culture consists of the norms and values that shape team members' behavior, attitudes, and expectations and cues them about what to do and what not to do. 4. Secure early wins. You need to translate expectations and your diagnosis into a set of goals, results to be achieved, and behaviors to be changed that you will accomplish by the end of your first year. In parallel with this, you need to figure out where and how you will get early wins to build your credibility, create momentum, and lay the foundation for achieving your long-term goals. 5. Build the team. Whenever you assume a new leadership position in an organization, you are likely to inherit some good performers, some average ones, and some who need significant improvement. You will also inherit a group with its own internal dynamics and politics. Indeed, Some members may even have hoped to be selected for the job you now hold. Inevitably, you'll find yourself forming impressions of team members as you meet them. Yet, you should consider the following criteria during your evaluation process. Competence, judgment, energy, focus, relationships, trust. 6. Create alliances. Supportive alliances, both internal and external, will be necessary to achieve your goals. You should start by being viewed credible through being honest in your statements and assessments, demanding but capable of being satisfied, accessible but not too familiar, decisive but not judicious, focused but flexible, active without causing commotion, willing to make tough calls but humane. 7. Achieve alignment. The higher you rise in an organization, the more you have to play the role of organizational architect. This means figuring out whether the organization's strategy is sound, bringing its structure into alignment with its strategy, and developing the systems and skill bases necessary to realize strategic intent. What is the organizational architecture? It is the sum of these 5 critical elements, each of which represent an essential building block of any organization. Strategy, structure, systems, skills, culture. Misalignments among any of these 5 elements can render even the best strategy useless. 8. Avoid predictable surprises. A predictable surprise is an event or series of events that take an individual or organization by surprise, despite prior awareness or availability of all the information necessary to anticipate the events and their possible consequences. If you do not seek to identify, evaluate, and mitigate such ticking time bombs, all your efforts to plan for a successful transition and to lay the foundation for longer-term success could be for naught. Because when those bombs do explode, all your energy will go into firefighting. 9. Manage yourself. The life of a leader is always a balancing act, but never more so than during a transition. The uncertainty and ambiguity can be daunting. Amidst all this turmoil, you were expected to get acclimated quickly and begin to make positive changes in your new organization. It is therefore imperative to recognize some common traps in order to avoid risk and take corrective actions. You can't hope to focus others if you can't focus yourself. If you fail to establish clear boundaries that define what you are and what you're not willing to do, the people around you, bosses, peers, subordinates, will take whatever you have to give. To be effective in the public sector, you have to be connected to the people who make action happen and to the subterranean flow of information, which can change quite quickly and frequently. Consciously or unconsciously, you may choose to delay making certain decisions by addressing other more comfortable issues instead. The previous 9 steps should propel you on your way to getting up to speed and getting it right during your transition period. But an important question remains. Why is it that so few organizations in the public sector pay so little real attention to this critical period in the careers of key employees upon whom they rely so heavily? Though there are public agencies that are exceptions to this rule, too often new leaders at all levels are largely left to their own resources to gain the learning and other critical assets they need to succeed.